Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Ruth King, the founder and the president of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. How many videos over there, Ruth? Something under a billion, right?
Yeah, well, it's only 550-something.
Only 550-something. Outstanding. Everyone is an amazing. Well, almost all. There's a couple over there that aren't so amazing, but all the rest of them are unbelievably amazing.
The ones with you are amazing.
and all on how to do a better job of being the CEO of your small business, folks. I encourage you to go to Profitability Revolution. I'll get it out in a minute. ProfitabilityRevolution.com and hang out with Ruth over there. You'll be glad you did. So we're talking about recurring revenue, Ruth.
Yes.
And critical
for business.
And so, but I did call it what it is. It's a subscription system for a service or something that people are paying you for a perceived value, and it's probably some element of intangible, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. Let's assume you're a vitamin company.
Yeah.
And you sell vitamins.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, if you
ship
a product,
monthly vitamins. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a service. It can be something that somebody buys every single month. So you can count on that revenue every single month. And then once you know you can count on that revenue, you know what your overhead is every single month. You divide the two, and then you know how many customers who do that thing you have to have to cover your overhead every single month.
Well, and so if you've never done anything like this, Ruth, I'm just trying to think about how to help people develop something like this. So nobody's going to pay you more than you're worth.
Correct.
And so whatever you come up with a recurring revenue type of a proposal, it's got to be something that they look at that and they say, hey, that's a good deal for us.
Right.
And so you've got to either give up something to get the revenue, meaning maybe you got to give a discount or something, or you have to come up with something creative that they had never thought about. Maybe nobody had ever offered them before. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say you're in the machine tool business, and you got customers out there in plants. Maybe you say to them, if you'll enter into a contract with me over a period of time for this amount, minimum a month, I'll send one of my guys out once a month to make sure that you never run out of anything, to check your inventory, something like that.
Sure.
And that won't cost you anything. What do you think about that, Ruth? Is that a...
That will work. Yep.
The Cajuns call it lagniappe, a little bit more, just something a little on top.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the first thing that I would do is I'd look around and look at all the products and services that you provide. What have your customers asked for that you haven't provided? Have any of your customers said, gee, I wish you did this, or do you have that, or can you do this? And you start paying attention, and really start paying attention to what your customers are asking for, and don't just give it lip service. Your customers are going to tell you what they want. They really and truly are. And so if you can create something around what they're saying that they want, like, I'm going, for whatever reason, I got this vitamin company thing stuck in my head. I really hate having to go to the store and buy vitamins because, you run out. Well, what if you never had to run out of vitamins? What if every month we shipped you your supply of vitamins and automatically charged your credit card?
We have had that before with coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed, but I am going to confess that I too have a couple of three wine clubs.
But isn't it nice not to have to go to the store and buy wine because it's coming to you?
Yeah.
I'm afraid
that's only one of my wine outlets, but that's another that's another story. Go ahead.
So, the wine club is a perfect example. I've seen auto tire stores do free rotation, not free, free you know, if you need air in your tires and stuff like that, and provide those types of services. I've seen them where we have all the oil changes included for an entire year, and you know, and you, they come to you every month and do it. You don't even have to go to an oil change place.
You know, Ruth, my wife was telling me about something recently that apparently is a big hit with the millennials. There's this linen company that puts people on a linen schedule, and so every 6 months, unless you want it quicker, they will completely change out your linens.
Really?
And you, and so, in other words, for you, you've pre-committed this. You've given them your credit card, and in 6 months, they'll send you a whole new set and a way to send your old set back. So you always have reasonably, you know, good shaped linens, if that's what you want. And so that they're doing this now with things like that.
Yeah, I mean, when Kate was a kid, my daughter. I'm sorry. Yeah. When she was a kid, we had a developmental toy thing that we got once a month, and it changed as she got older and older until she was about five, and then we dumped it, obviously. But I mean, that's a type of recurring revenue, and they knew they had me for 5 years until she turned five.
Right.
You know, and there's another company out that does a travel type and a game type thing that goes all the way up until you're a teenager. I mean, so there's lots of different ways of creating recurring revenue. It doesn't have to be product, doesn't have to be service. It can be a combination of both.
Right.
But figure something out that people want and are willing to pay for.
Right.
And the only way you can find that out is by asking them.
Right. No. And folks, where did you hear that? That's, Ruth, I was laughing a while ago because that's exactly what I talked to them about one-on-one in the previous half hour. So when we come back, we're going to talk about something completely different and than we've ever talked about before. Ruth has no idea what it is. Stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.